Well, it's March break here in Ontario, and if you have school-age kids, of course, you are well aware of that fact. Whether your plans involve a trip to sunny climes or a restful week at home, March break is a good time to encourage your kids to pick up a good book, and our next guest can help with that. Hillary Porter is the manager of Books on Beechwood, and she's here with some young picks for young adults, and Sandra Hobbs is a children's programmer with the Ottawa Public Library. She has some picks for the younger set as well. Good morning to you both.
Oh, good morning.
Hillary, let's start with you. Some kids, you might understand, would rather be on their devices, watching
yes.
TV. What is your pitch for kids to pick up a good book instead?
I don't know. Good books are so much better to me than devices are, because you can travel so much further. You can create your own ideas about things. You make new friends in books. It's just a much more tactile experience, and I would recommend it any day.
Sandra, you must deal with this in your job at the library. I mean, do you find kids who are becoming more hesitant to pick up books these days?
You'd be surprised at how popular books can be.
Oh, good.
I get kids coming in saying they saw such and such a student in their class reading this book and they want it too. You do get the occasional one who prefers their video games. But for them, we've got books that can either help them with whatever they're playing or give them a way to explore those worlds further.
Okay.
So
we
can hook them.
We're going to talk about specific books. And Sandra, you have put together a list of books for younger kids around 6 to 12 years old. First up is a book called Shark Lady by Jess Keating. What do you like about this one?
Well, we haven't heard too much about certain female scientists. And in this case, Eugenie Clark knew that sharks were viewed as vicious killers, the Jaws stereotype, and she was bound and determined to prove otherwise. Now, this was at a time when women shouldn't be scientists because they should be at home raising children, don't you know? But she dove deep into research. She dove deep into the ocean, and she proved everyone wrong.
Excellent. Okay, so that one is called Shark Lady, and that's by Jess Keating. By the way, we will put all of these up on our website in case you're driving right now and you want some of these recommendations. Now, Hillary, we have tasked you with covering our young adults demographic here. The first book on your list is How Not to Disappear by Claire Furness. Tell us a little bit about this one.
It's a lovely teen book. I really enjoyed it when I read it recently. And it's about this young girl named Hattie, and her summer is really not going the way she wants it to at all. Her two best friends have abandoned her to go off and do their own thing, and she's stuck babysitting her younger siblings, and her mother's getting remarried, so there's wedding drama going on in the house. And on top of that, she's just discovered that she is pregnant, which obviously was not a planned thing for her. And so when she gets this phone call at home one day, and she finds out she has a great aunt that none of her family knew about, and she's this older lady, and she, you know, maybe drinks too much gin and, you know, is in the beginnings of dementia. And so they start out, they end up going on a road trip across the country. Mm. And it's her great aunt, Gloria, is kind of revisiting her past before she forgets all the stuff she's done in her life, and Hattie spends the time trying to decide what she's going to do with her future.
Sounds like a great book. Is it funny?
It is funny, yeah. It's funny and sweet, and it's set in the UK, so you've got kind of that UK sense of humor there, too. It's a really good one.
Okay, so that one's called How Not to Disappear by Claire Furness. Sandra, your list included the book Crown, An Ode to the Fresh Cut by Derek B. Barnes. Tell us about this one.
Well, you know how you feel when you've just gotten a great haircut. Like, you can take over the world. You can ace that geography test. You can make the honor roll. Anything is possible. Well, the author said that he wrote this about self-affirmation and how the world may not see your beauty, but you can, and the people who love you can. And it's just a great feel-good read.
Is it a little boy who gets a haircut or a little girl?
It's a boy, which is kind of nice and fresh.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. Like that. Okay. Now, Hillary, let's talk about your favorite young adult book of 2017, which is called
Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus.
What a name.
It is a very good name. It's, yeah.
What's the book about?
It's about a young girl named Avon, and she was born without arms. So she has to learn how to do everything with her feet. So, you know, like eating cereal, typing on the computer, all the normal things that we do with our hands. So the story centers around her her moving to Arizona. Her father gets a job running an old Wild West kind of carnival.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty kooky. So she has to start again at a new school, which she's kind of dreading because, you know, she's going to be the center of attention again, which she doesn't like. But she manages to find some friends that she bonds with who have, you know, issues of their own that they have to deal with every day. And together with her new friends, they explore this strange Wild West park and discover that she may have a connection to the park that she didn't know about.
Ooh, where does the cactus come in?
Oh, the cactus is, there's a giant cactus kind of on a hill above the park. And I guess the idea is that, you know, all the events in Avon's life are significant to her, but in the life of this, you know, ancient cactus, these would all be insignificant little happenings.
Love it. Good message. Okay, Sandra, back to you. And this book, Restart by Gordon Corman. What makes this one a good kids' book?
Oh, well, Gordon Corman is one of my go-tos for humor, for action, for adventure. And this particular one's about an eighth grader who falls off the roof, winds up with amnesia. Now, he's been talking to his family, he's been talking to his friends. He figures he's got a bit of a handle on who he is and what's going on, so it's all good. Only it turns out he might not be who everyone told him he was. Turns out he was a bit of a bully.
Oh.
A bit of a snark. And he's not liking who people say he is. And so this is his chance to try and change things around, his chance for a fresh start.
That's really intriguing. That one sounds great, too. Okay, I think we have one more each, Hillary. Every Day by, is it David Levithan?
I think it's Levithan.
Levithan, okay. Yeah. And what did you like about this book?
It's a really interesting book, and it's kind of hard to explain, really. But it's about this guy named A, and every day he wakes up in a new body. So he never knows who he's going to be, where he's going to be, you know. And he always tries to not kind of mess up somebody's life. Because, you know, you're borrowing someone else's life for the day. You don't want to cause any big problems.
Yeah.
But then he falls in love with this girl named Rhiannon. And from then on, tries to always be near her, no matter where he wakes up or who he is, which obviously causes some issues. But it's a really interesting story, you know, because you're, when you wake up in a new place every day, you're not making those memories that we kind of consider make us human, and you're not having those same relationships. And anyway, it was a really interesting, it really makes you think.
These are fantastic recommendations. I had to lie. Sandra, we don't have time for another one for you, but we will stick the full lists up on our website. And I so appreciate you coming in. It must be kind of fun to be able to go back and read kids' books for you both.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the best parts of the job.
Okay, good to meet you both. Hillary Porter, manager of Books on Beechwood, and Sandra Hobbs is a children's programmer at the Ottawa Public Library. And as I was saying, we will tweet out a list of the books that they recommend for March break.